ॐ ध्यायामोदकलावकुण्डनपतिं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गपिलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मदसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीं। So Shankara is speaking about Jagan Mithyatvam, that the world is only an illusion in the reality of Brahman. So he spoke about the cause for an illusion. He spoke that illusion is caused when the reality is not known. Ignorance of the reality causes a person to see or perceive an illusion in the reality. So even as ignorance of the rope causes a person to see snake in the rope, in the very next moment similarly, tadvachitihi sakshat vishva akarena kevala. Similarly, when a person doesn't apprehend the underlying reality of the world, which is conscious Brahman, or that Brahman which is of the nature of chit, then a person tends to believe that the world is real. So the world is superimposed on Brahman when Brahman is not apprehended. So Shankara tries to prove in the next few shlokas that any illusion is nothing but the reality alone. There is not even a single moment when the illusion has a real existence. The illusion only seems to exist. What really exists is only the ultimate reality or the substratum. If we analyze the case of water seen in desert, even when a person sees water and he doesn't see water, there is no water in desert even for a single moment. But ignorance of the reality that the desert alone is present makes a person to see water, makes it appear as if water is there. But there is no water in desert, not even little bit of water exists in the desert, and it doesn't exist always. Even when a person is seeing the reality, is seeing the illusion, and even when a person has overcome, has negated the illusion, still at both times there is no illusion. Illusion has no reality at all. This is what Shankara is trying to prove in the next shloka, that when we perceive the world, there is no world at all because Brahman alone exists. What exists is only the reality. Whatever is an illusion only seems to exist. It is not at all real. We can definitely and convincingly negate or overrule the illusion by saying in our mind that there is no illusion. With the clear concept, with the conceptual knowledge that there is no illusion or no world present, a person will gain conviction. With the conviction gained out of logical analysis, a person can rule out the illusion, thereby always contemplating that only the reality exists. If only the reality exists, if Brahman alone exists, there is nothing apart from Brahman that exists, then there will be no ragadvesham, because there is no bhedam. When bhedam is not there, there is no ragadvesham. When ragadvesham is not there, then there will be no sukadukkam. When there is no sukadukkam, then there will be anandam alone, which is what a person seeks. So this is what Shankara tries to prove. Shankara not tries to prove, he shows, he gives logic and proves that the world has no existence at all because Brahman alone exists. Upadanam prapanchasya brahmano nyatna vidyate तस्मात् सर्व प्रपंचोयम् ब्रह्मैवास्ति न चेतरत्। Shankara is analyzing from the perspective of the material cause, cause-effect analysis. We have already discussed this previously, but to brief a little bit, any entity which is caused, any entity that is the effect, whatever we see in the world is an effect. It is something which is caused from something else. Any effect is caused from two causes. Any effect will have two causes. One is the upadana karanam or material cause, and the second is the nimitta karanam or efficient cause. There are cases as well when both of these causes of upadanam and nimittam are one and the same entity. So for the reality, for the illusion, for the world that we see, the upadana karanam is Brahman. Nimitta karanam is also Brahman. To explain about upadanam and nimittam in brief, if we take the case of pot being created out of mud, pot is the effect, whereas mud is the cause. Mud is the material cause of pot, because mud is the material out of which pot is created. So mud is the upadana karanam for ghatam or pot. The nimitta karanam or efficient cause, sentient efficient cause for mud to be transformed into pot is the potter. So potter is the nimitta karanam. Nimitta karanam is always sentient entity, a sentient entity which helps in the material cause, which is insentient, to be transformed into its effect. So in the case of the world, scriptures speak that Brahman is the upadana karanam. Brahman is also the nimitta karanam for the world. Brahman, out of his own will, maya gets created, somehow gets created in Brahman. Thereby, Brahman gets a desire to multiply, and the maya in Brahman gets transformed into the world. And therefore, maya, which is also in Brahman, is the material cause, whereas Brahman is an efficient cause or nimitta karanam. Since maya is part of Brahman, therefore we can say that both the efficient and the upadana karanam of jagat is Brahman alone. Scriptures speak in many ways that the upadana karanam of jagat is Brahman alone. The very second sutra of Brahma Sutra says, Janma adyasya yataha, janma adi asya yataha, yataha, from whom the world, birth, death, as well as sustenance of the world, it is the tree of srishti, sthiti and layam of the world happens, he is called Brahman. That is the nature of Brahman. Taittiriya Upanishad says, yatova imani bhutani jayante, yena jatani jivanti, yat prayanti abhisamvishanti, tad vididnyasasva tad brahmeti. Yato va imani bhutani jayante, from whom the beings that we see now, that we perceive now, are created. Yena jatani jivanti, in whom whatever was created lives. Yat prayanti abhisamvishanti, after entering into whom they merge, they get destroyed. Tad vijijnyasasva, tad vijijnyasasva, that entity is to be known. Tad brahmeti, know him to be Brahman. Why is such an entity to be known? That is what Shankara says in this shloka. Even as the material cause of mud is pervasive in the effect, there is no effect at all. The effect of pot is only a nama rupam in ghatam, in mrit or mud. So all ghatams are only different nama rupam of mud, even as various gold ornaments are mere names and forms of gold. So what is present, what is the real in mud, in the cause of mud and the effect of pot is mud alone. Similarly, for the world, we said that Brahman is the upadana karanam, material cause of the world. Why? Because it is from Brahman that the world is created, it is in Brahman that the world lives, and it is into Brahman that the world merges. Even as it is from mud that pot has come, it is in mud that pot is living, because the substratum of pot is mud with a nama rupam. Pot is mud with a nama rupam, Brahmu nama rupam, mud is the substratum. And into which, into mud, the pot merges when it is destroyed. Therefore, there is no pot at all. Pot only seems to exist, mud alone is real. Similarly, since from Brahman the world has come, in Brahman the world lives, and onto Brahman the world merges when it is destroyed, therefore, Brahman alone is real. The world that we perceive, the world we seem to perceive, is only an illusion. It is not at all an illusion. It never has any existence. It is only mere nama rupam. Nama rupam is only like the dream world. Dream world is not even mithya. It is unreal. It is asat. So, upadanam prapanchasya brahmanaha anyat na vidyate. Prapanchasya upadanam. The upadanam, the material cause of prapancham, of world, brahmanaha anyat na vidyate, other than Brahman, na vidyate, is not there. That means, for the world, there is no other material cause than Brahman, because we know that the world comes out of consciousness. Logic also proves that when we are conscious, the world is there. When we are not conscious, the world is not there. Therefore, world is arising out of consciousness, and it lives in consciousness, and it merges into consciousness. Therefore, logic also proves that consciousness, which is the nature of Brahman, is the material cause of the world, even as Shruti also proves the same. So, for the material cause of Brahman, material cause of the world, there is no other entity other than Brahman. So, material cause for the world is Brahman alone, is the literal translation of the first shloka, or import. It is the import of the first line of the shloka. So, if Brahman is the upadana karanam, there is no other upadana karanam other than Brahman for the world, then tasmat, because of that, because Brahman is the upadana karanam of jagat, sarva prapancho ayam. The entire world is I am Brahma. This Brahman, eva, alone, asti, na cha itarat. There is nothing apart from this Brahman. So the sarva prapanchaha I am sarva prapanchaha. This entire world is Brahman. Brahma eva, Brahman alone, asti, is, na cha itarat. That itarat means other, na cha, not there. And since Brahman is the upadana karanam for the jagat, therefore this entire world is Brahman alone. There is nothing else in the world other than Brahman. Manase vedam aptavyam nehananasti kinchana mrityosamrittim gachyati yaihananeva pashyati. Katopanishad makes this statement that manasa eva idam aptavyam. This reality, the ultimate reality behind the world, has to be known by the mind. By what mind? By the mind which is controlled, by the mind which is focused, by the mind which is strengthened by Shravana Manana Nidhyasanam. And what is the reality that is to be known? Na iha nana asti kinchana. Iha here, na nana asti, nana na asti. Duality doesn't exist, kinchana, not even little. So through the mind a person has to apprehend, know that there is no duality whatsoever here. If there is no duality here, then what will happen to a person who sees duality? मृत्यो समृत्युं गच्छति यैह नाना इव पश्यति यैह नाना इव पश्यति देयर इज नो ड्युअलिटी हियर एट ऑल येट नाना इव पश्यति लाइक ड्युअलिटी ए पर्सन सीज as if duality exists, like duality, he sees as if duality is there, then mrityosa mrityam gacchati, he goes from death to death, that means he suffers again and again. Brahma evedam amritam purastad, brahma paschad, brahma dakshinatascha uttarena, adaschurdvam cha prasritam, brahma evedam vishvam, idam varishtam. Mundaka Upanishad makes this bold statement. What is the bold statement? This bold statement is for people who cannot apprehend that Sarvam Brahmamayam. Scripture says Sarvam Brahmamayam. Everything is Brahman. But, is everything Brahman? I don't believe it. Why? Because there is duality in the world. Neha nanasti kinchana. There is no duality at all. Oh, even if you say so, still I perceive it. So I don't believe it. Therefore, Shruti says, Brahmaivedam, Brahmaiva idam amritam. Brahmaiva idam amritam. Brahman is of the nature of immortality and idam. Here, Brahman alone is there. Purastad in front, paschad behind. Adascha urdvam, adaha cha urdvam. Adaha cha urdvam. Urdvam above, adaha below. So, front, behind, above, below. And what? Dakshinatascha uttarena, dakshinataha uttaraha, uttarena, dakshinataha means on the right, on the left. That means in front there is Brahman, in back there is Brahman, up there is Brahman, below there is Brahman, right there is Brahman, left there is Brahman. That means everything is Brahman. It is enough to say Sarvam Brahmamayam. Yet, people cannot understand. Therefore, clearly Shruti says everywhere there is only Brahman. So, Sarva Prapanchoyam Brahmaiva asti. The entire world is Brahman alone. Even if a person sees as if there is duality, as if everything is not Brahman, then he will be suffering. Though the reality is that Brahman is the material cause of the world, therefore everything is but Brahman alone. There is nothing apart from Brahman. If there is nothing apart from then Brahman, then you yourself said that Brahman is the material cause for the world. So there is a cause of Brahman, there is an effect of world. There is a cause which is Sachidanandam, there is an effect which is Sachidanandam plus Nama Rupam. Doesn't that mean there is duality? Doesn't that mean there is cause and effect to different entities? No, there is not. Why? Because Nama Rupam only is the difference between cause and effect. And is Nama Rupam real? Not at all real. So, if somebody thinks that cause and effect are two different things, since Brahman is the cause of the world, therefore there is cause and effect, there is duality surely, then he is wrong. Why he is wrong? Because this cause and effect theory itself is an illusion. Why? Because Nama Rupam is an illusion. This cause effect theory of Brahman being the cause of the world is based on the fact, is based on the assumption that Nama Rupam is real. Nama Rupam is not at all real. There is no Nama Rupam at all. The truth is that there is no Nama Rupam. Nama Rupam itself is an illusion. If Nama Rupam itself is an illusion, then the assumption that Nama Rupam differentiates the cause and effect is also an illusion, which means the theory of cause and effect is also illusion. If that is the case, then why are you propounding about the theory of cause and effect? Because for a person who sees the effect, we have to progressively take him from the effect to the cause and then prove that there is no cause and effect. He'll not be in it. Once a mother was holding her child, she wanted to show the moon to the child. She showed the moon. The child couldn't follow. Child couldn't grasp the moon, which is far, far away from him. Therefore, what did the mother do? The mother showed a nearby branch. He said, "Oh, my dear child, look at the branch." The child looked at the branch. It could look at the branch because the branch was nearby. And then the mother said, "Do you see something just behind the branch?" It is not just behind, but you can see it's just behind the branch. What is that? Yeah, I see a white thing just behind the branch. Yes, that is the moon. So this is called Chandra Shaka Nyayam, or the logic of pointing out something which is far away by something which is near. That means pointing out the non-apprehendable Brahman from the apprehendable world. So whatever we are perceiving, whatever we can understand, through that lead him to that which cannot be directly apprehended, the ultimate reality of Brahman, or the ultimate truth, that there is only Brahman here, the world is only an illusion that cannot be apprehended by all people. Because we perceive the world, we need an explanation for the world or the existence of the world. Therefore, the Shruti as well as the Acharyas take us from the effect, saying that, oh, do you see the effect? Yes. This effect needs a cause. Why? Because we see in the world that any effect should have a cause. And the effect is always temporary and changing. Can't the world itself be the cause and the effect? There is no cause for the world. Why can't it be that way? Because the world is changing. Anything that changes is an effect, because it is not eternal. So, from the changing world, we have to assume a cause from which the world came. Okay, what is the cause? That cause is Brahman, which is eternal. So once a person understands it, so he has been taken from the world, the effect world, to the Karana Brahman. When the Karana Brahman has been known, then he will be told what? Any effect is only a Nama Rupam. Any effect is only an illusion in the cause. That means Brahman alone is there in the world. The world is only an illusion. If the world is an illusion, then our assumption that world is a cause and it needs an effect also fails. Why? Because there is no effect at all. Effect is an illusion. So the cause-effect theory itself is an illusion. So the scriptures progressively take us from the known world, from the perceiving world, to the non-perceiving Brahman, or the cause Brahman, which is alone present. So this is what Shankara raises and says, that the theory, the philosophy that cause and effect are there itself is an illusion. It is not real, in the next shloka. Vyapya vyapakata mithya sarvamatmeti shasanat iti nyate pare tatve bedasyavasara kutah. So Shankara is introducing two terms which is the same as cause effect. Vyapya, vyapya, vyapakata. So vyapya, vyapakata. So vyapyam. Vyapyam is that entity which is pervaded, and that vyapakata is that we can have with respect to pervasion. We can have two entities. One is that which is pervaded, and second is that which pervades. So the pervading entity and the pervaded. So we have a pervaded and the pervading. So vyapya vyapakata. So vyapakam. Vyapakam is that which pervades. Vyapyam is that which is pervaded. Vyapya vyapakata means the philosophy or the theory of the pervaded and the pervasive. So the entity that pervades and that which is pervaded. For example, if we take a room, space is present in the room. Space pervades the room, whereas the room is pervaded by space. So the room is vyapakam and space is vyapyam. I guess so. I may be wrong. One second. Yeah, so Vyapakam is that entity which pervades, and Vyapyam is that which is pervaded. I don't remember whether I said this or the other way, but Vyapakam is that which pervades, whereas Vyapyam is that entity which is pervaded. So in the case of room and space, space is Vyapakam and room is Vyapyam. Vyapyam means Vyapya, or Vyapyam means that which is pervaded. So what has this got to do with cause-effect theory that you said Shankara is explaining? So let's analyze the cause-effect of mud and pot. We said cause, mud is the cause, whereas pot is the effect. So if we already said that the pot is nothing but mud alone with a nama rupam. So pot, each and every space of pot has mud in it. That means pot is pervaded by mud. So pot is pervaded by mud. Mud is pervasive in the pot. So mud is the vyapakam, that which pervades. Pervades what? Pervades the vyapyam of pot. So mud is vyapakam, pot is vyapyam. So back to cause and effect, mud is the cause, pot is the effect. That means cause is the vyapakam, whereas effect is the vyapyam. Cause pervades the effect. So any cause, if we can analyze any cause effect, whatever be the scenario, any cause effect analysis will show us that the effect is pervaded by the cause. So this theory of, so here Vyapya Vyapakam, Shankara says Vyapakam means the cause of Brahman. Vyapya means that which is pervaded, which is the effect of Prapancham. So this categorization, or giving the quality of Vyapyam and Vyapakam, that is what is called Vyapakata. Vyapakata means the quality, or the quality of Vyapyam and Vyapakam being given to the cause and effect of Brahman and the world respectively. This philosophy, this theory is mithya, is an illusion. As we discussed, any cause-effect theory is only for the initial seeker to apprehend the reality behind the substrate, behind the illusion of effect. So mithya, it is mithya. This cause-effect theory, initially cause-effect theory is valid until a person apprehends the cause. Once that happens, then sarva-prapanchoyam brahmaiva. Therefore, Vyapya Vyapakata Mithya, which means Karanam and Karyam are Mithya, which means the cause of Brahman and the effect of Prapancham is Mithya. Brahman as the cause is Mithya, but Brahman as the substratum, Brahman as the reality is Satyam. Why? Because Brahman pervades everything. Brahman pervades the illusion. So why Vyapya Vyapakata is Mithya? Sarvam Atma iti Shasanat. Because Sarvam Atma, everything is the Atman. Iti, thus Shasana, thus has been instructed, thus has been taught by the scripture. The scriptures say Sarvam Atma. Sarvam Yat Ayam Atma. That is one of the Shruti quoting, I think Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Sarvam yat atma, everything is this, that atman. So sarvam atma, everything is the atman. The scriptures say everything is the atman. When everything is the atman, there is no prasakti for nama rupam. Nama rupam is only mithya or illusion. Therefore, the cause effect theory, or the theory that the illusion is caused out of its substratum, is also illusory. It is a chain, we can say. So the theory that the philosophy, the theory or speaking about illusion itself is an illusion. Why? Because there is no illusion. As long as a person is dreaming, the dream world is there. So we have to say the dream world is an illusion. So he can come out of the illusion. But for a person who has woken up, who is awake, we don't need to tell him that the dream world is an illusion. Why? Because there is no dream world at all. He knows that there is no dream world. When you know that there is no world, when you know that everything is Brahman, then there is no mithya as well. So this is the ultimate truth. This is the Paramarthika Satyam, that there is no cause effect. There is no illusion. There is no illusion and the substratum. There is only Brahman. There is only one reality that alone exists. If that one reality alone exists, then I'll be ever blissful. How do I know that the reality alone is there? Iti jnate pare tatve. When this truth is known, so until the truth is known, we'll be experiencing the world. So if we experience the world, then everything is Brahman, everything is Atman, is only intellectual, it is never an experience. When such an experience is there, then we cannot negate the world. So what do we have to do? We have to say that Jagan Mithya, the Jagat is Mithya. So as long as the person is not realized and he is perceiving the world, then he has to ascertain with his intellect that Jagat is Mithya, that the world is only an illusion. So as long as a person is not realized, he cannot say everything is Brahman. Though everything is Brahman, yet he has to say the world that I perceive is an illusion, so that he doesn't get deluded into the world. There is no water in desert. This statement has to be made when a person is seeing water. For a person who is not seeing water, we can say everything is desert. For a person who is seeing water, we have to say everything is desert, but water seems to be there in desert. The water seen in desert is an illusion. So for a person who is in ajnanam, who is an ajnani, sarvam brahmamayam alone is not enough. He has to be said sarvam brahmamayam, yet Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. Brahman is the reality and Jagat is an illusion, in order to negate the perceived world. But iti jnate pare tatve, the supreme truth, jnate, known, the truth that sarvam atma, and there is no, everything else is an illusion, there is nothing but the Atman alone. Bedasya avasarah kutaha. Bedasya avasarah kutaha kutaha. How? Avasarah, possibility. Bedasya of Vedam. How is there a possibility for Vedam? How is there a possibility? How is there a situation? How is there a scenario for Vedam to be apprehended or considered to be real? How can Vedam affect a person who has realized this truth that everything is Brahman? For a person who has who is not for a person who is dreaming, we need to tell this dream, there is no dream world, everything is real. This statement alone is not enough. We need to say the dream world that you are dreaming, the world that you are dreaming is only an illusion. But for a person who has come out of the dream world, who is awake, we don't need to tell him that the dream world is an illusion. Why? Because he knows that there is no dream world. So bedasya avasarah kutaha jnate pare tatve bedasya avasarah kutaha. When a person apprehends the reality, when a person has realized the ultimate truth that everything is Brahman, then there is no possibility of Vedam. There is no possibility of Vedam being perceived. There is no possibility of Vedam being Vedam affecting the person. So such a person will ever be cherishing, ever be rejoicing in bliss, which is what we want. Therefore, as a sadhaka, we have to always contemplate that the world is an illusion and everything is Brahman. Both aspect is required for a sadhaka, whereas for a jnani, it is his experience that everything is Brahman. Though ultimate reality, we have to remember that Paramarthika Satyam, the ultimate truth is that everything is Brahman. There is no world at all, Ajativadam, or there is no world at all. Yet, empirically, we have to focus on Jagan Mithya, because we perceive the world. So Shankara continued with the next quotation, the quotation that I said, that Nehana Nasti Kinchana, in the next shloka. Shrutya Nivaritam Noonam Nanatvam Swamukhenahi Katham Baso Bhavedanyah Stite Chadvaya Karane. So Shankara says, Shankara is quoting the Shruti of which I quoted as Manase Vedam Aptavyam Nehana Nasti Kinchana Mrityo Samrityam Gacchati Yaiha Nana Iva Pashyati. He quotes, he explains this shloka in the next two shlokas, 47 and 48 shloka. 47 we are discussing now, 48 shloka is also a analysis of this the Shruti quoting. So Shrutya Nivaritam Noonam, Shrutya Nivaritam Noonam, by Shruti it has been negated again and again. Noonam, again and again. What is negated? Noonam can also mean definitely. Swamukhenahi, by its own words. Shruti, through its own mouth, its own words, has negated Nivaritam. What it has negated? Nanatvam. It has negated Nanatvam. So there is no direct statement than telling that Neha Nana Asti Kinchana Na Iha Nana Asti Kinchana. There is no duality whatsoever here. Kinchana, not even little. So Shruti has directly negated duality. So since Shruti has directly negated duality, Katam Basah Bhaved Anyah Stite Cha Advaya Karane. Advaya Karane. In the Advaya Karanam, if there is no duality, then there is only Advaitam. Advaya Karanam, there is only Advayam. If there is no duality, then there is only one entity, that is Advaya Karanam. In that Advaya Karanam, it is called Karanam when we perceive the effect. So in that Advaya Karanam, in the cause of Advitiya Brahman, Katam Basaha, how can shine? What shine? The world, the phenomenal world. How can the phenomenal world, how can the illusory world shine in the Brahman? We can also have a different interpretation that that in the sight gives. So Advaya Karanah Katam Basah Bhaved. So Katam Basah Bhaved. Basah Bhaved means the truth shining. Basam means light or shining. So how come the when the truth shines, Basah Bhaved, when the truth shines, shines means it is perfectly established, it is proved, it is always there, it is a matter of experience. When the truth is shining, Anyah Stite, the Jagat, Anyah Stite, Jagat be Anyah Stite, different, Anyah Stite, different, in a different place, different, or different from what? Advaya Karane, Advaya Karane, Anyah Stite, Patam. So this reality of Brahman being present always, and proclaimed by the Shruti herself, directly, that there is no duality here, then Anyah Stite, how can the world, Prapanchah Anyah Stite, how can the world be different from Brahman? Since Shruti says there is no duality at all, and Shruti says that the world has come from Brahman, then we cannot have any existence for the world apart from Brahman. That means there is no world at all. Then what exists? Only Brahman exists. So whatever exists is Brahman alone, because nothing can exist apart from Brahman, because the Advaya Karanam alone exists. So Shankara, this is Nehana Nasti Kinchana's explanation. In the next shloka he says as to what would happen to a person who sees duality. Doshopi vihita srutya mrityur mrityur किं स गच्छति इह पश्यति नानात्वं मायया वञ्चितो नरः. So the second part of the Shruti quotation, the second line of the Shruti shloka which is quoted is Mrityosa mrityam gacchati yaiha nana iva pashyati. Person who sees nana tvam as existing, he goes from mrityu to mrityu. Means death to death. That means he suffers again and again. So Shrutya doshah api vihitah. Shruti not only says that there is no duality here. Always there are two ways of explaining things. We can say to a person that don't drink liquor. That is one way of saying don't drink alcohol. The second way of telling is if you drink alcohol, you will get diseases. Your liver will be damaged. You will die young. So the first is the positive way of saying. Second is the negative way of saying. So doshah. When dosham, when the fault in something is mentioned, then we will not be doing that thing. Children often think, children often want to put their hand into fire. Though their parents tell, don't touch fire, it will burn you. Don't go near it, it will burn you. Still, the child doesn't believe it because fire is so beautiful and it wants to touch. So what it does? It puts it hand into fire. Then it burns, it pains, and it pulls it out and it knows. So in some scenarios the parents will say the dosham, say the fault, that don't put your hand, it will burn. And that when it becomes proved by experience, then the child will never put its hand on fire, on or in fire, whatever is grammatically right. Similarly, Shruti not only says that there is no duality here, but it says the dosham. Shrutya doshah api vihitah. Shruti also proclaims, Shruti also mentions about the doshah api. Dosha also. It also says about dosha. It also says about the fault in not perceiving, not apprehending that there is no duality here and that only Brahman exists. That means a person doesn't apprehend the non-dual reality, which means he sees duality. So what happens to such a person? What does the Shruti say about the dosham? Mrityuhu mrityam sa gacchati. That person goes from mrityu to mrityu, from death to death. Who? Iha pashyati nanatvam naraha. That naraha, that human being, that person, nanatvam iha pashyati, who sees nanatvam, who pashyati sees iha here nanatvam, who sees nanatvam, who sees duality here, mrityam mrityur mrityam sa gacchati, he sees mrityu, he goes from mrityu to mrityu. And what is the characteristics of that nara? Why does he see nanatvam? Mayaya vanchitah. He has been cheated by Maya. Maya has deluded him. Therefore, Maya has cheated him into believing that there is duality here. So, what is Maya? Maya is thinking or considering duality that is perceived to be real. That is Maya. Maya is when a person doesn't apprehend the substratum, but apprehends the illusion, not only apprehending the illusion but considering the illusion to be real. A person might be seeing water in desert, but he knows that there is no water, therefore he is not deceived. How is he not deceived? How can we say he is not deceived? Because he is not dejected. He doesn't become sad when he runs after the water and finds out that there is no water, because he knew that water was never there. So similarly, it is not apprehension of the illusion that causes sorrow, but considering the illusion to be real is what causes it sorrow. A sadhaka can never get rid of perception of the world because he is not yet realized. That means the world will never vanish for a sadhaka. Then wouldn't the world affect me? No. Why? Because Considering the world to be real is what causes the problem. A person who knows the world to be an illusion will not be affected by the world. So Maya Vanchitaha, Maya is nothing but considering duality that is perceived to be real. Whereas Shruti herself directly says that there is no duality here. Whatever exists is only Brahman. Cause effect theory, Nama Rupam, etc. are also mithya. They are only ways of fooling the sadhaka. Fooling the sadhaka out of Maya. Fooling the sadhaka out of the illusion. Fooling the sadhaka to come out of the illusion into the reality. Once Swami Vivekananda was speaking about this, about mithyatvam, in a place in the US, in America. He was saying, Maya deludes each one of us. Maya is deluding each one of us, but the reality is that there is no world here. Everything is only an illusion. Whatever exists is Brahman alone. All of a sudden, one young girl stood up and she said, Oh Swamiji, you are deluding us. You are hypnotizing us. You are hypnotizing like a magician hypnotizing people. You are hypnotizing us into believing that the world that we perceive is an illusion. Swamiji smiled and then replied, I am not hypnotizing you. I am dehypnotizing you because you are already hypnotized by Maya. So for a person to come out of Maya, he needs to be fooled. A child, when a child is playing with mud for a long period of time, it is getting deluded into thinking that the palace that it created, the house that it created out of the mud or the sand in the beach is real. It thinks it's to be real. So what does the mother do to fool the child? Mother says, I'll give you some sweet chocolates which will give you real good happiness. Therefore, come away. What the mother says is not completely true. Why? Because the chocolate will never give contentment for the kid. Yet, it is good because it takes the kid. It fools the kid out of the fooling done by the sand hill. Similarly, the scriptures speak about the world as an illusion and the theory of illusion in order to fool us, in order to delude us into coming out of this delusion of Maya. So Maya is considering the world to be real, whereas scriptures say that the world is only an illusion. Scriptures say the world is an effect in the eternal cause of Brahman, which is a substratum of this illusion. And then Shruti will say that there is no duality whatsoever here. But if somebody sees duality, then he is deluded by Maya. He is cheated by Maya. Therefore, such a person who sees duality, he goes from Mrityu to Mrityu. Mrityu also means Ajnanam. Mrityu also means Samsaram. Samsaram means Avidya, Kama, Karmam. Samsaram means Dukkham. In short, Mrityu here means Dukkham. That is not what a person wants. Therefore, Maya gives only dukkham to a person, whereas Shruti, through the statement that there is no duality here, gives us anandam by making us realize the non-dual reality of Brahman, thereby not getting affected by the illusory perception of the world. We'll continue in the next day. Hari.